You're through to Angarda Shirkana headquarters. Sorry we can't come to the phone right now as we're watching winning streak. These calls may be monitored for quality or training purposes or just because we feel like it. Press 1 to speak to Angarda in and around the next week. Press 2 if you want to get off on your penalty points. Press 3 if you want to pay your rent in Drumcondra. Press the hashtag if you want the drug squad. And if you want to speak with a whistleblower, leave your message after the disgruntled snort.
Collins Kicks!
Listen carefully. Here are some very important numbers. 2,500, the number of tapes of illegally recorded phone calls from Garda stations. 26, the number of Garda divisional stations where telephone calls were illegally and routinely tapped. 30, the number of years over which illegal recordings were made. 176, the number of days it took Justice Minister Alan Shatter to correct the record in the Dáil and apologise to whistleblowers. 132, the number of days the Attorney General knew about the illegal tapings before alerting the Taoiseach. 15, the number of days it takes the Justice Minister to read a letter from the Garda Commissioner marked urgent. And 1, the number of Garda Commissioners who have resigned in the past week. Behind some of these calamities, there's Alan Shatter. Will he be in next week's numbers?
All right, lads, a bit of order now, please.
Lads, sexist.
I wish to apologise for any sexism at the meeting.
Christ, Shatter, don't creep up on us like that for the last time.
I apologise profusely for creeping up on cabinet members and hereby withdraw my bat wings accordingly.
Hey, you can stop apologising now, can't you?
I must apologise again. Did somebody hear some annoying little voice?
I said you can stop it.
No, I can't hear it, definitely not. I can't hear that, oh, look at me voice.
He's still not talking to me. I even poked him on Facebook and got nothing.
All right, Cunis. As we know, there's been a difficult week in the Department of Justice and the Gardaí. Can somebody get Riley to stop laughing, please? This is a crisis.
He's been like this all week, Taoiseach. It's the first time he's been off the front pages in about 3 years.
Oh, excellent. Anyway, Cameron has been on to me. The state visit to the UK is all in order. Tánaiste, will you organise a birthday card to be sent to the Queen?
My understanding, Taoiseach, is that it's not her actual birthday until the middle of April.
Well, I'm not taking any chances. You know what the feckin' post is like around here. It took Count Shatter more than 2 weeks to get a letter from Kellynan, and Mick Wallace's credit card bills seem to be constantly going missing.
Maybe it'd be quicker if we sent it in an ambulance.
I wouldn't bet on that.
Yeah, Howlin', what is it?
Taoiseach, if Minister Shatter is at his desk at 6 a.m. every morning, how come he failed abjectly to see this latest crisis coming down the road?
Well, Taoiseach, I'm only at my desk at 6 during the darker winter months. At this time of year, it's becoming quite bright at 6.
Yes.
But I can assure you that after this weekend, when the clocks go forward, I will briefly be in my office at that ungodly hour again.
He's brilliant, lads. How could you get rid of him?
Taoiseach, the handlers asked me to give you this little hammer.
What? What is it?
It's for the thing on the wall there.
In case of political emergency, break glass. What do I do?
You smash it during a crisis to get access to an emergency distraction. We already opened one there on Tuesday.
What was it?
Gardaí have secretly been recording phone calls for the last 30 years.
Oh, so that's where it came from. But it didn't work. Oh. The media have gone even more feckin' mental. Yeah. Here, I'll break another one. Oh. A bit of quiet there, lads.
So, what does it say, Leo?
It
says, Intel have spent €5 billion on upgrading their plant in Kildare.
Oh, yes!
Fantastic.
Saved!
Have we made this announcement before?
7 times!
Taoiseach.
Wish Noonan's awake, lads.
I have to ask you, did you really sack the Garda Commissioner?
Absolutely not. What do you take me for? Some sort of dictator like Mahatma Gandhi?
Well, how come the Attorney General didn't tell you then if she knew all this time?
I know. And speaking of her, where is the AG?
Yeah. Oh, I think she's gone to spend more time with her CV.
All right. That's enough for today, lads. All right. Cabinet is with... Jesus, Riley's turning purple. Will someone get him an ambulance?
No, please.
Quick.
Not an ambulance.
No, why not?
I'd have a better chance if I crawled to the matter.
Thank you, Paddy.
Philip.
Hello to you, Paddy. Oh, yes.
Hello, Paddy. Oh, hello there.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you come far?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Mulgar, Mrs. Yeah. Can I get a selfie?
Move along, Paddy.
Mr. Horan is a member of the popular beach combo One Direction, ma'am.
How wonderful.
Your Majesty.
And you, have you come far?
We've all come far tonight. We've all been on a big journey. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here tonight.
Pardon?
Ma'am, Mr. Walsh is a judge on the popular television programme X Factor.
Oh, superb.
Oh, Paddy, how are you?
And might I just say, you own this house. You really do.
I suppose one does.
You know, you came out here tonight, and what do we see? We saw a little old woman, a bit frumpy, didn't look like it had much potential, let's be honest.
Oh. Sir.
But I was wrong about you, because you have real star quality. You are living the dream, Mum.
Well, one does one's best.
And I want everybody to pick up the phone tonight.
Security, we have a situation
here. Oh, Mrs. Paddy, hello.
I just don't want to see you being sent home.
One is already at home, Mr. Walsh.
Is it one? Is it one just... Can I just
say... Her Majesty does have other people to meet, sir. She's a lot of crack to endure yet, so if you'd just like to move along the line,
please. You know, I think you can go all the way. I really do. Oh. You remind me of an old Katy Perry, and we're going to hear you roar.
Quite.
Is that Philip Tracy? I have to meet Philip Tracy.
Terribly sorry about that, Mum.
One is tired. Where's Philip?
I say, what's going on with these bloody Paddies in the blasted ballroom, Lilibet? We're having more building work done.
Oh, Philip.
Ah, Patrick, hello.
So, Ames, if you could have all my gear washed for tomorrow evening, and can you get the prop ready too?
What? You want me to wash Keane Healy's gear as well? Isn't that what Holly's for?
No, Ames, you're such a fuzzy wuzzy brain. I don't mean Keane Healy the prop, I mean Sadie the prop. There's bound to be loads of photographers there, seeing as how it's my last Leinster Munster game and all that.
Oh, right. It's just that...
Yes, honey bunny?
Well, I wasn't actually going to go, like...
Sorry, what's that?
Well, I...
For a moment there, I thought you said you weren't going to go. I think all the cheering at the whole Freedom of the City thing has made me a little deaf, Amesy. Not to mention the crowd at the Stade de France and the Aviva and the big testimony.
It's my birthday, Brian.
Sorry, what? Is it?
Yes, it's my 35th birthday, Snookums. I want to have a party.
A party? For you, but that isn't about me.
I want to invite over 35 of my imaginary friends and set the table all fancy for them.
Oh, Ames, you do that most nights anyway. This weekend, though, well, honey bunny, it's all about me again.
All right.
You know, soon you and Sadie will have me all to yourselves, and then it'll be my turn to support you in that little acting thing you do, and your shoes, of course, and your imaginary dinner parties and everything.
I can't wait.
Right up until I get some serious sports management consultancy role, that is. And then I'll probably have to run for Lord Mayor of Dublin, and after that, the presidency. Is there such a thing as King of the Universe, Amesy?
Only in your imagination, Brian. Oh.
We're so perfect together.
Ballon de Harp Station, go ahead.
How are you, John? It's Mick here.
How's it going? Are you fellas making any progress there at all?
Almost here now. It'll be in the bag in no time.
And so, good result.
Record time as well. Had to use the old siren to get through the traffic. It was mighty stuff, John.
Oh, fair dues to you. Time is of the essence. Anyway, what has your ring in at all?
Well, there's a couple of questions we have to get answers to before we can wrap this one up, like.
Fire ahead, yeah?
Do you want salt and vinegar on the fish?
Just the salt.
Right.
Plenty of it.
And Mort said he'd have a tub of curry sauce.
No, no.
Huh?
He said he was going to tub of curry for the weekend.
Oh, no, so. But on the way back, don't worry.
Make sure it is hot, lads.
No, we will do. Over and out.
Hello there, good evening and welcome to 6-1. I'm Dobbo and this is the incomparable and incomprehensible Sharony Violatron.
Gamanadive Galair.
Your words may mean nothing to my Protestant ears, but your voice never fails to stir my Protestant loins, Sharon.
Inappropriate compliment received.
What?
Emailing HR.
No, it's not like I offered to spank you. Anyway, let's not get distracted by those idiots in HR. Speaking of which, the idiots at the BAI finally saw sense and rejected complaints by our right bunch of idiots who don't like my style of newscasting. An anchor is always right. Anyway, the entertainment headlines tonight.
One Direction take 100 bodyguards on their US tours. Niall Horan has security fears of fans waiting for the boys in their showers.
How awful for them. The only thing I drop into their showers or baths are plugged-in toasters.
Broadcasting legend Gabe Byrne has announced he has no further plans to work with RTE, which he joined over 50 years ago.
And best wishes to Mr. Byrne. He's like the Galapagos turtle of Montrose. He's tough, been around forever, and the only thing he's good for is being turned into soup. Meanwhile, in movie news, Russell Crowe is in the Savoy in Dublin tomorrow to promote his new film Noah, which documents a biblical event where incessant rainstorms lead to world-ending floods, or as we call it in Ireland, January.
And in showbiz news, Gwyneth Paltrow has announced she is splitting from her rock star husband Chris Martin, or as she put it in her blog, they are undergoing a conscious decoupling.
Which, of course, is very different to the unconscious coupling that goes on in country nightclubs every Saturday night on this island.
In a statement, the Coldplay couple said their separation was amicable and urged the media and public to respect their right to publicity.
Yes, lots of publicity. Finally, the no-makeup selfie craze is continuing, with no signs of any making up between Shatter and Varadkar, Shatter and Wallace, Shatter and Morris McCabe, Shatter and the Judges, Shatter and Shatner, Shatter and the Saturday Night.
Every girl dreams of her wedding, but what happens when she has no say in her big day? On this week's Don't Tell the Bride, we meet former GAA star Paul, a groom-to-be with some big ideas.
Yeah, like I'm thinking maybe a coat made of goat's hair, double-breasted with a narrow lapel, probably in velvet, like. I'm thinking maybe crimson, with a pocket square in, I don't know, racing green. And a f***ing cravat, like, I want a cravat! Calm, Paul, calm, it's your wedding, like.
It seems like the bride isn't getting too much of a look in these plans.
Skinny trousers, obviously. Now, I'm a 36 waist, so I go for a 32. And I have a 34-inch inner leg, so something maybe in a 30. Probably plum or a heliotrope, like.
Or the wedding venue, for that matter.
Trainers, definitely trainers, yeah. Maybe high tops. And the socks are important. I like a signature sock. I don't want cheap socks, you know? I want good quality, like.
With the big day drawing nearer, it's time for Paul to make some difficult decisions.
What do you mean I have to book the reception? Isn't that what the county board is for? I don't know, like, I don't know, Blaskets maybe? Croke Park? On the Skywalk? Can someone else not organise that? I have enough to do here, like. My heliotrope trousers are starting to really itch.
With just 2 weeks to go before the big day, it looks like this is one bride who might just be tempted to run away.
Maybe a beret, I don't know. Or like a sort of fedora, but maybe in an on-trend colour. Like f***ing pink or coral. Now that's an actual colour, by the way, not some shit you find in the sea. All right? Get these heliotrope trousers off me! I'm a rush!
Don't tell the bride.
Callan's Cakes!
The Gardaí are a threat to law and order in this country.
Just digging a hole for yourself.
I did not dig any holes, nor was
Jerry.
It...
Jerry!
Back after the break.
This is the story of a Machiavellian politician who will do literally anything to cling to his power.
The Western opposition seem to think I'll resign. They don't seem to realise I'm indestructible, as long as they don't have any wooden stakes or garlic.
At the seat of power, everybody has an agenda.
There's no subterfuge involved at all. I'm just seeking the truth. And a promotion.
I agree with the young blue shirt, and in true Labour fashion, I think it's about time we limped into this row after someone else has done the dirty work.
However, some folk can't even seem to find the time to shoot fish in a barrel.
It's high time now that the Commissioner and the Minister admitted that the smoking ban was the greatest thing to ever happen to this country.
And here, at the seat of power, nothing is as it seems.
Run around there to Kellynan like a good servant and bring him some flowers from me in a wreath. With black ribbon around it. and a mask cart. This springtime, you literally will not believe your eyes or ears.
I am so, so sorry.
Oh, quick! Close that stable door! The horse has bolted! And yet there are still those who will seek the truth.
Mr. Minister!
The Irish Independent only. Oh,
when did you know about the tapes?
I was down Mexico way. I couldn't have known about the tapes any sooner.
Minister! Is this all the Attorney General's fault? And should she resign and you keep your job?
You might very well say that, but I couldn't possibly comment.
House of Guards. Out now on Netflix.
I am immortal.
This episode of Callan's Kicks is recorded on the RT radio player, which is a class of a tape, but on the internet, like. Stay tuned for more.
Into the mug of tea and all. Westport Garrow Station, hello.
How you doing, Francis, if I...
Oh, good man, John Joe. What's the crack?
I was on crime call duty last night.
Go away. Well?
Yeah.
What was she like, the Shorga one? How would you describe her like?
The female is described as 5'7" with a dark complexion.
Right.
Sharp, fairly frosty, with a glare that will cut you in two.
Oh, yeah.
Calves like a sherry bullock. Talks out the side of her mouth. Oh. Bit up on herself. An upturned nose a lot.
Oh, yeah. Like you'd have to wash yourself in Jay's fluid before she'd let you near, you like.
That'd be the one. But 'tis a good night anyway. Free drinking, arty and all. And we took the patrol car home the whole lot.
But Jesus, next you'll be presenting the late late.
You're dead right, Francie. Listen, I'll go away. I have a load of Africans to put out of me flat in the town.
Don't work too hard, bucko.
No chance of that.
Look.
Look.
Now listen, lads. Don't eat all the custard cream.
Okay, Lucinda, you're doing really well. Breathe. The baby's nearly here now. Do you want an epidural?
I need a bit more time to decide.
Quickly now. Do you need some gas or air, perhaps? I'll have to press you for a decision.
I'm not sure.
Lucinda, we're really running out of time now.
I need a little more time to consult my conscience.
No, it's too late. The baby's coming. Push, 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 Lucinda. Oh, it's a girl. Well done. Here, have her.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, she's beautiful.
And what are you going to call her?
What?
Yes, a name.
Oh, a name?
Yes.
A
little girl's name.
I haven't...
It's not difficult. What are your thoughts?
I could call a monster meeting about it.
A monster meeting for a name?
No, I'm not sure.
Can't you make any... Never mind. Oh. Look, the midwife will fetch you a cup of tea.
A cup of tea?
It will help you relax.
I'm not sure.
What?
I had thoughts about coffee, but I... can you... I need a moment
just
to decide.
Just forget about it.
I know.
Lads, cuteness, a little bit of order. Lads, you're out of control altogether. Right, that's it. Little Mickey, Kaliri, I'm going to have to split the two of you up. Look at Niall Collins over there sitting quietly. Could you not be a little bit more like him going forward?
Sure, he's such a weakling, he got savaged by Matt Cooper and him with only one ball, Big Mickey.
Have a little bit of manners. Little Mickey, are you on Facebook again?
Yeah, so what?
What?
It's full of comments about how shite the Ardesh was. He went to bed at 10, you couldn't even do a decent impression of Philip Walton. You're not like the last fella we had.
I noticed Niall Collins was the only boy at my dawn yoga the next day.
So that's how he learned how to put his foot in his mouth
and talk out of his arse.
Oh, Queeve had his hand up there. Queeve.
Oh, if my poor grandfather could see us now. Was it this he fought and wrote mass cards for Hitler for? You have led us to shame, a weakling.
No.
You couldn't even get Hogan or Shattered this week.
You shut your mouth, Queeve. That's 10 decades of the rosary now for you.
Better than a decade with you in charge.
Actually, the smoking ban is a decade old, you know, this weekend.
Never shuts up about that.
Wait a minute. Who is smoking in the classroom?
I thought we'd mark the anniversary by smoking an e-cigarette, boss.
What?
It's a vapor fag.
You put that out, Little Mickey. It's a disgusting habit.
You better withdraw that, Big Mickey.
For goodness sake.
Withdraw that, Big Mickey.
We have none of your filth talking here. Class dismissed. Get out.
David Moyes!
Joe, we're on here. Right, if we could turn our attention to the Allianz League, Joe,
at a crucial second last weekend.
Hold on a wee while here, Des. You want to talk about football? Who was it who once said football isn't a matter of life or death? It's more important than that.
I think it was Bill Shankly.
Who said it after that? I'll tell you who.
I don't know.
Pat Spillane said that. That's who, Des.
Did I? Well, it has the intensity of something I might say. All right, Des. Yes, I think he's right.
Colm, you want to say something?
Football.
That's right, Colm. Football. And David Moyes, people are calling for his head. They're calling for his head after Man United lost 10 league games under him.
Yeah.
10 games, Des.
Yes.
Do you know how many games Tyrone have lost under Mickey Hart?
I know, but I suspect you're going to tell us.
52?
Really?
That's how many. 52 losses under Mickey Hart. Yeah. Yet is anybody calling for his head?
No.
And I'll tell you why that is, Des.
Is it because they've also won 142 with Hart as manager?
Is it? David Moyes has been pilloried.
Yeah.
Pilloried!
Intensely pilloried, Des.
Football.
And yet he's only lost 10 games. Sure. He doesn't even know his way to the training ground yet. And here's Mickey Hart, 52 losses, and no one's even suggesting he should go.
Right.
Are the Tyrone County Board sniffing around Keenan O'Neill, Des?
No, are they?
No,
well, I mean, it could be a...
10 games!
Okay.
10 f***ing games! What sort of an achievement is that?
Right.
Come back when you've lost 52 games, David Moyes, and then we'll strip you to the waist and let you at Mickey Hart and Healy Park, and then we'll see who the biggest... And loser is!
Whoa.
And I know who my money's on. I do!
It's very intense, but... Turn your attention to Parky Ring this weekend.
Oh, lovely Claire! How is little Paddy Poo-Poo?
He's fine, thanks, Miriam.
Oh, it's your first Mother's Day as a mother. Have you got anything exciting planned?
Well, I'll get up at 3 to feed him, and then I'll change him at 5, and then I'll get up at 7 and give him a feed,
oh,
and then
don't worry, Claire. The first 16 years are the hardest. And what's this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, Claire, did you just get engaged?
Yes, I did.
Oh, isn't it so romantic when you get engaged? I remember when Steve proposed to me. We were on a veranda in Tahiti watching the sun go down, and then I heard a little Polynesian band strike up a tune, and he came out, dropped to his knee.
Really?
What about you? How did the lovely Gerald propose to you?
At the dishwasher.
Oh, the dishwasher? Genuinely?
Mm-hmm.
It's so practical.
Well, when you have a young baby, you don't have much time for romance, Miriam.
Oh, Claire, so young and yet so careworn. I'd imagine Gerald being so practical is good when you're away in the morning doing Morning Ireland, or in the evening doing Prime Time, or at the weekends doing Saturday with Claire Byrne. I'd imagine he's very good around the house, what with you being away all the time. You should spend more time with him and little Paddy Poo-Poo.
Wow.
They're only young ones.
I'm freelance, Miriam. I have to put bread on the table.
You know, Claire, you're almost the busiest woman in the world. Apart from me, of course.
Miriam, I don't think this town is big enough for two busiest women in the world. Only one of us can be the busiest woman in the world. Bye, Miriam.
Bitch.
Callan's Cakes!
Yeah, hall guard station, hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hello there, guard.
Yeah.
I'd like to report an imposter.
Who's an imposter, madam?
There's a man going around pretending to be the Manchester United manager by the name of David Moyes.
Well, you need to take that up with the Manchester police. I'm a Liverpool fan myself. Oh, this is great gas altogether.
Woohoo! What a performance! Let's go straight to our judges. Dolores, what did you think of Danica?
Well, darling, that fair rocked my caravan, I don't mind telling you. I thought you wiped a lovely bit of carpet with the competition tonight, and if I'd a penny for the Baba for every note you nailed, I'd be a rich woman.
Jamelia! Woo! Woo! Girl, you were so hot, I almost fell out of my top. Let's hope of better luck with the next contestant. Woo!
Brezzy!
Well, you know, there were tuning issues, but look at, you know, what the f*** do I know?
Keen.
Yeah?
Danica's on your team, so you're not allowed vote. But what did you think of your girl tonight?
Not much, to be honest with you now. You know, if you'd excuse me, Catherine, I have to go home to my high-walled house and auto-tune my new album in under 2 hours.
Woo!
Dolores, come here. I'll give you a sprig of lucky heather and a miraculous medal to help you with all that, yeah? Just give us a fiver. Go on. Go on. That's it from the Voice of Ireland. Join us again, same time, same place, next week. Right, I'm off for a pint. Who's coming?
I'll go for a can with you, Catherine, yeah?
Jamelia.
Oh, no, I've nearly had another wardrobe malfunction.
Enda, chosen by God to save the world. And so he built an ark to house a giant coalition. Bringing them on board two by two, the wild animals.
We will happily evict people who don't pay their property tax.
In future, anyone who gets sick will have to go to my new hospital in Balbriggan.
The Young Bucks. I'm going to make our cricket team the world rugby champions. I still plan on being a doctor, but I can be Taoiseach part-time. The women.
Who put those steps there? My core is destroyed, but at least my hair's okay.
And there'll be no fornication on board the Ark.
The exotic.
You can't make me resign, Gilmore. Who else will give you gay marriage? For the last time, I don't want the tarnished this job. Yes.
Gardaí coming on board, two by two.
Stop that now! That's disgusting!
But some will be left behind to become extinct.
The Reform Alliance is not a political party. Now, where did I park my unicorn?
The epic story of one man's arc against a flood of calamities.
You take that back!
You sacked the Commissioner, Taoiseach.
There was no resignation here. He retired!
You're a ginger idiot!
Not ginger! Strawberry blonde! Blonde!
Is it the beginning or the end? There's a storm coming, and there's only one way out of this. I need a photo op with Russell Crowe. All aboard Enda's Ark this weekend. Women and ministers first.
Hiya. This is modern Ireland, where fellas still communicate with letters in the post, and we're still using tapes in Garda stations. So don't forget, folks, the time is changing on Saturday night. Turn your clocks back to 1986. It's Spank O'Clock, baby.